It's a leprechaun reference.
Two guys that talk.
And we know most people probably don't get it.
Two guys that talk.
We don't care about world news. Celebrity news, we're just talking about music. But these games at school, we're just some regular guys.
Okay, welcome back to another week of Two Guys That Talk. You got Sean and Alex here again. Two-man booth again this week. We have no guest.
Sean, what'd you make me watch?
A new movie, because I thought maybe it would be good for us to do something modern, but...
Yeah, friends don't do this to one another.
This movie sucks.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Why would you... Like, I could genuinely never talk... I love you, but I could genuinely never talk to you again and feel pretty justified with my decision.
And let me put this. I knew this movie apparently sucked going into it, and I told you that.
I did, and I'd heard that too, that it was not good.
I heard that it was not good, but I wanted to find out for myself why. Was it a funny not good? Was it boring? And... It is the latter. It is boring as shit.
Yeah. This is, they didn't fail hard enough.
No.
They didn't fail so badly that it became entertaining. Like, yeah, this movie takes itself so serious. And it's fucking boring.
They want you to believe you're watching the most artsy film about a murdering pool.
Yeah, this is like if James Wan was completely talentless.
this movie would have benefited from a, hey, wait a minute, right before they fell into the pool.
Yeah.
Because that's what we needed.
Oh, my God. I honestly, this was one of the first movies in a long time that I was just, multiple times I audibly just said, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad.
It tries... Like you said, it takes itself way too fucking serious. There is not one like normal character in this movie. Everybody's on edge. Everybody's like, and what was with the constant fucking like audio and shit? Like where they, like the very first time you meet the dad and he's like, got this like zoom in and the camera looks like shit from his point of view. And there's this high pitched squealing. And
I don't know. I don't know if the movie is like trying to be ambiguous and just failing miserably at that, because it gives you literally nothing to just try. The characters are so goddamn shallow. You couldn't possibly draw any other conclusions other than, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right. During the pool party scene, there were three instances where like the audio dropped out and everything around you sounded really muddy. And there was like this high pitched, like almost like ringing, like you would get in your ears. And it's like, what in the fuck is going on? What am I supposed to take from this? That the mom suspects the pool?
Yeah. What the? I was thinking that too, like as a sane adult, why would any sort of concern even enter your mind? Well, she even said at the beginning, which I thought was a hilariously stupid line, I used to be scared of pools. Pools.
Yeah, she contradicts herself a couple of times, because she says she used to be scared of pools, and that the reason was because her dad threw her in and said, sink or swim, and I guess I swam.
But yeah, then, I would have been afraid of my dad. Not the fucking pool.
Well, then later on, she's talking to some lady at this party, and they say something about the pool, and she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I was a Navy kid, so I was doing dive drills since I could stand up. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
So you're telling me when your dad pushed you in the pool, you couldn't stand up because you've been swimming since you could stand up. I don't know.
You're right. I didn't even pick up on that. Oh, yeah, so that is hilarious though, because that's so stupid.
Yeah, we'll go through this movie here and spare our audience from even watching it, because don't. And
no, like my younger brother Tyler, you guys know Tyler.
Yeah,
he was asking me about it, and I was like, dude, no, There's no fun to be had here.
No.
This is not entertaining at all.
No, this is not one that it's like, you know, this movie's terrible, but you got to see it for yourself. I would almost say Jeepers Creepers Reborn, you got to see for yourself.
Yeah, like, yeah, that one, they got a little closer to the failing so miserably that it was almost good.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was still a piece of shit, and I will never watch it again, and I hope whoever made it never makes another movie. But what blew me away with this one, and because I was fully expecting, okay, this is a writing by committee. Mm-hmm. This is a bunch of people just pooling ideas together. Let's get a bunch of generic horse shit.
No pun throw intended.
No, this was two writers, and one of the writers directed it. So this was a passion project.
Yep. That came about because of a short. Apparently he made a short called Night Swim, and that was what maybe launched the premise of this movie. But like I told you, the short is only rated like 5.5. So clearly everybody loved it enough to turn this into a full film.
Yeah, like there's not enough here for like what the fuck are we thinking?
No. If you guys want to watch something great about a haunted pool, watch Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Tale of the Dead Man's Float, because that is fantastic.
Because a nice little brisk 30 minutes.
I was going to say, it's a nice little 22 minutes without commercials. And for being a kid's TV show in the 90s, the monster is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I remember. Once you said the red dye, I was like, okay, I do remember that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that monster is awesome. This one sucks.
No, I thought it was fucking, like I said, you thought it was Chris Farley's bloated corpse. The fuck is this?
You barely see the monster. And so, yeah, let's just, I've got a bunch of notes here. We'll try our best to go scene by scene and spare you all from watching this piece of shit yourselves. Yeah. Because we did it for you, and God damn it, you're welcome. So it opens in the summer of 92. Excellent year. And it's at this house. And again, the movie tells you jack fucking squat. It just doesn't tell you anything, which at the beginning of a movie, I'm fine, right? We can piece this together later. The problem is this doesn't get pieced together later.
No.
There's a little Asian girl. She's laying in the bed. She somehow hears this boat.
That's what I was thinking. This pool is lucky it was this little girl and not me. Never would have fucking woke my ass up.
I sleep through thunderstorms, let alone a boat that's 50 feet away from me going. Like, I'm never going to fucking hear that.
Yeah,
but no, she does. She does. And the mom does later too in the movie. The boat ties it all together. This guy's a real big fan of it. This ghost, that's my boat. And that's how he gets people to come swim in his pool. But anyway, the boat is floating around in the water. The girl says she's going to go get it for, I'm assuming, her brother, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to need it. He's bedridden.
Who's bedridden with, like, oxygen mask and stuff on. You can see he's got hospital stuff around him. He's laying there sleeping. So she goes out, grabs an absolutely assholish dip net, which if you've ever dip net a pool, they do. They suck.
Yeah, they suck.
That is the one thing I was happy. I was like, if she sticks that dip net in the water and in one scoop picks that boat up, I'm shutting this movie off.
Yeah, I'll believe there's a goddamn ghost in that pool before I believe that happened.
Yeah, before I believe you can properly run a dip net, because I don't know of anybody that can. So she doesn't. She gets drug into the pool and then is underneath the water, which, let's just get this out of the way, everybody in this movie has gills.
Oh, I know. It's so, oh my God.
Because if you thought they could hold their breath in deep blue sea, holy shit.
Yeah, we got a bunch of mermaids and merman in this.
Oh my God, everybody in this movie. Like, later on, the kid, he jumps in the pool waiting for his dad, and he plays on the bottom of the pool with his fucking toy. What in the fuck is the matter with you?
Like, I was thinking the same thing.
He jumps into the pool and makes sure he swims all the way to the bottom, sits his butt on the bottom, and starts playing with his toy like he's in the grass. It's like, the fuck are you doing?
I can't, dude. This fucking movie has like my brain shorting out. Like, no. I can't even. It's
you,
just
you said it best last night. You're like, this thing is an anomaly. Just when you think it can't get any weirder or dumber, the next scene happens.
Yeah, and totally redeemed yourself.
Because Jesus Christ. So this little girl gets pulled in, and then she comes back up. She's gets let go by whatever's trying to drag her down. I do like the some of it. I'll give it. I do like the light flashing in the pool. I think that's of a neat little effect. I think what they were hoping for is that every time that light flashed, you would be like, oh, shit. But you're not, because the monster sucks.
Well, that's the thing. If they would have given you a legitimate scare, then you might have. But when you actually later on in the movie where the girl's playing Marco, oh, my God, that fucking Marco Polo scene drove me insane. Like, open your eyes, you daft cunt. Like, what the fuck?
I was thinking the same thing. She thinks she's reaching out for him. I see you right there. Then open your goddamn eyes.
Yeah, she's like all concerned. Like, come on, quit playing around. Just open your fucking eyes.
Yeah, quit playing around. It's not, like, you want to make that scene work, you should have duct taped her fucking eyes shut or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we doing here? She's genuine, like, she's like, you know, genuinely getting concerned.
Yeah.
Like, just open your fucking eyes.
There's nothing stopping you from opening your eyes. People cheat Marco Polo all the time.
That's just such horseshit writing. Mm. Like, who? That's why I was so embarrassed when I read that, oh my God, this is written by two guys and one of them actually directed this. Like, oh, I don't want anybody else's hands on this.
Yeah, I don't want any studio interference.
They might fuck it up.
In my ghost pool movie.
Oh, fucking hey, dude. Like, yeah. Ooh, the and you and I were talking throughout the movie, like, we were like, is this a Christine situation going on here? Kind of. It's like Christine in The Shining at the end. And the end was like the one time where I got like, I was like, okay, that's actually kind of legitimately kind of creepy with the dad, like where he's standing there and all of a sudden you see water on the ground on the floor and the camera kind of pans down and then he's gone. I was like, okay, that was actually some pretty creepy imagery. Why couldn't the rest of the movie be this way?
Yeah. The rest of the movie fails miserably at it.
Oh.
It's trying really hard. Like, my next note is this movie is trying really hard to be artsy because so again, the little girl, she comes in, she dies, I think. I don't know. She gets pulled underneath the water, obviously drowns, but like, then and did I miss where it said present day? Because it starts and it says in big letters across the screen, summer 1992. She gets pulled underneath the water. We see the last blah, 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 of her bubbles, and then we fuck off to the future, but it never tells us that.
Oh, you're right. So we're sitting there. This guy's playing baseball with Kenny Lofton in the early 90s.
Well, so here's I actually for a split second got excited because I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. The movie's going to take place in the 90s because we've often said like horror movies can't take place in the modern world because you always then have to have that scene of shit, no service, right?
Yeah.
Not exactly. That I guess that really matters.
Take you out of it.
Yeah, I guess not that really matters when
here.
You're...
Yeah, call the cops on this.
Call the cops
like,
on this.
Like, all right, fuckface.
I'm telling you cops right now, it's that goddamn pool. But when it goes to them, they're at the doctor, and then after they leave the doctor, they're driving, and it's just like kind of ambient music, and he's looking out the window at all the families, and that's when I wrote down, I was like, this is trying really hard to be artsy, when I think instead it could have benefited from real dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, families driving home from the doctor, shouldn't they be talking? Or they're driving home from the realtor. They hadn't gone to the doctor yet.
Not in my family's car.
You're all just staring out the window, looking at better lives. Because that's what this guy was doing.
I mean, that's another thing. Like, you're talking about, I've seen baseball contracts. If this guy was as good of a player as he was, unless he was still on, like, his rookie contract, I was like, man, I don't know. You're probably a multimillionaire. I don't know why you're fretting over $4,200 a month. But whatever.
Well, maybe he blew it on hookers and cocaine. I don't fucking know. But... So they go to this house, right? They've looked at a house. They feel like they're going to buy it. Then he drives by a house and...
They were going to rent it.
Yeah, they were going to rent it, yes. And they see a house for sale and they go in and they look at this one and it's got a pool. And There's like tarps over the pool that have kind of half-ass fallen into the water. And that's when she's telling him about her dad being a fucking asshole and pushing an infant into the pool, apparently. And then he falls in and they act
for a baseball.
They act like he fell into the goddamn ocean.
Yeah, I thought this too. Like, they were like, they tried so hard to make this like a tense scene. Mm-hmm. It's like, motherfucker fell into a pool. That's what I was saying. It's like, why is, like, is this a big deal? I get he's on a cane. I mean, I get he has a monkey scrotum, but like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, why is this a big deal?
Yeah,
get your ass out.
The dude's just walking with a cane. It's like, your arms still work. Why? And like, the way the camera was shooting the water, it seemed like he literally was in the middle of the fucking ocean all of a sudden. Like,
which, I mean, they kind of established that as the movie goes on. Like, the pool might only be 10 feet deep, but in reality, it goes on forever.
Yeah.
Because it's a magical, haunted pool.
Also, this dude doesn't have a whole lot of faith in himself because, I mean, he no more than hit the water, and he already starts thinking about his entire life.
His entire life flashes before his eyes.
He's been in the water 2 seconds. He hasn't even tried to swim.
I'll never get out of this tarp.
He hasn't even tried to swim to the surface, but he just fell into a pool. Out, battle's over. This is how it ends.
It's so funny you mentioned we didn't get like a, hey, wait a minute. Because we kind of do when he gets out of the pool. Because every one of these motherfuckers screams, what happened? What do you think? What do you think fucking happened? He's a cripple and he's by a pool. His cripple ass probably fell in.
Yeah, he fell into the pool.
It's a fucking two true outcome here. Like, I don't. What do you think happened?
So after that, they go to the doctor, and the doctor is extremely blunt. She's telling him that he has MS and it's getting worse, which is why
Chris? You guy's got a monkey scrotum and he's bragging about it.
But I wrote down, this doctor is goddamn blunt. She says this line, you can have a good life. You just need to let go of the old one.
Yeah,
you,
I thought,
you pussy.
I heard that too. I was like, oh, now you're a psychiatrist? Like, why don't you just tell me what the fuck's wrong with me and I'll go from there. I thought that was very odd too. Like, I've been to the doctor a million times. Granted, I've never had MS, and they've never, I don't know, I've never gotten that type of bedside manner.
Yeah, that
doctors are usually cunts. They usually are. Like, they're very direct and very blunt. They don't have time for emotions.
Okay, now I need to look at something here, because my next note, as I would come to learn, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Or as much sense.
That's kind of par for the course for this entire movie. Like we were talking about earlier, like, even like the big exposition scene where you're expecting to get some answers, you leave with more questions.
Yeah, they don't have this. So I wrote down, because the next scene is when they go to school, and I wrote down, we got a 35-year-old hitting on the kid here, but again, I would find out later and I would text you, the girl in the family, she looks like she's all of 16. She's 22.
Yeah, she must have like some like Gary Coleman disease or something. Because she did look very young. Also, why'd the pool kill the cat?
I don't know.
What's the fucking cat going to do? Got to do with anything.
I don't know. Why is it always the animal?
It's the dog whimpering at
nothing. It's the cat fucking hissing at a pool. Like, look.
Because they can sense the entity.
Have none of these people ever had pets?
I can tell you a cat wouldn't be anywhere near that fucking water. I'll tell you that much.
So that was the other thing. Hold on. I got a line about this here later. Because she's swimming. The wife is swimming.
Yeah.
And she
at night.
She's swimming at night. And the cat is standing by the water. And she's like, what's the matter? I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's a cat next to a pool. Do you know nothing? Like, cats don't like water. Like, what do you mean, what's the matter? Of course.
Probably fucking hungry. Go get it some goddamn meow mix.
So after the school scene is when they go back to the house and they're working on the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the pool is now empty, and he's down near the drain, and he's got his arm down the drain, and you can probably guess what happens next.
Yeah.
Something bit me. He fucking yanks his arm out of the drain, and he cut himself, and then the pool just proceeds to shit itself.
Is this before or after they get the weird pool guy?
This is, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, that weird-ass pool guy that's, like, dropping philosophical lines.
Yeah, I would have been like, all right, thanks for that. Now you could kindly leave my property. Yeah. Fucking weirdo.
Also, he gives him an invoice. It's like, you didn't fucking do anything.
He's like, I can't wait to pay this.
Yeah, here's your invoice. We'll be back in a couple weeks. And I'm like, all right, you didn't fucking do anything. Which, speaking of which, the whole timeline and the whole, like, ooh, his hand is healed. It's like, well, okay, the pool was drained when you cut your hand. Then you had that weird pool guy tell you they'll be back in a couple of weeks. The next scene we see after that is him checking the chlorine levels of the pool. And he's like, yeah, we're good, and his whole family jumps in. Well,
so we can presumably think that this has been a few weeks later.
This has been a significant amount of time. Because
yeah, fucking Wolverine.
You've never dealt with a contractor before. They ain't on time. So, I mean, we're talking about a significant amount of time here. So I don't know why he's so infatuated with the fact that his hand healed.
Yeah.
Of course it would.
Like he's goddamn Logan.
But so now they're in the pool. They're frolicking. They're enjoying themselves. She's making them pick up coins. Sick bastard. Like, you never heard of rings? You ever tried to pick up a flat coin off the bottom of a pool? It's almost impossible.
I honestly can't say that I have, to be honest.
Well, it sucks, just so you know. I was a kid up at the community pool there, and yeah, you'd dive in every now and then, spot yourself a quarter. And two more of those, you'd have gotten yourself a Cherry Coke, so you were diving down trying to grab it, and it was really hard to pick up off the fucking pool bottom. But she's got a whole jar of quarters that she's tossing into him, because, again, they love the bottom of the pool in this thing.
And then later on, I got a kick out of later on in the movie with the kid where he's like, I'm keeping that money. Like, dude, no, you're not. It's from your fucking parents' jar. Like, fucking over your dad's dead body.
That's the difference between you and me watching this, because you're a parent and I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, he said that one because he thinks it's his sister throwing in coins. Like, and her fucking money, you're not keeping. She doesn't give a shit if you keep it from the swear jar.
Then they try to have a conversation at the side of the pool, and she's like, you know, you're not just a baseball player. It's not why I fell in love with him.
I don't even remember this conversation.
Who fucking cares? Who cares? Oh my God.
I will say, though, I was talking a lot of shit about this movie whilst I was watching it, so I probably missed some key dialogue because I was just too busy just throwing heinous remarks at this thing, just disgracing its family.
Just chucking them all at your TV.
Yeah, I was so fucking frustrated watching
this. Well, I was going to say, after this, he goes to the garage, starts checking out his baseball cards, and I wonder if he's got a Wendy Torrance in there.
I don't even remember him going to the garage.
Yeah, he goes to the garage to check out his baseball cards because he's looking at all of his baseball stuff. And that was the first thing I saw.
Wendy Torrance, second base.
He's looking through baseball cards, and that was my note. I was like, God, I wonder if he's got a Wendy Torrance in there.
I mean, it would have been a very cool, like, wink and a nod considering what the ending of this movie became.
A wink and a nod to us.
Yeah. I mean, do you know that was Kurt Russell's son?
Oh, the plays the main character?
Yeah.
Now, okay, so let me say this. There's no, like, egregiously bad acting in this.
The young son was terrible.
Kids suck. I mean, a lot of kid actors just aren't worth a piss, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But other than that, there wasn't anything where I'm just like, do we have to put up with this, you know?
No, yeah, no. There was no performance that was... I empathized with the actors for having to deliver the lines that they had to deliver.
I was just about to say, it's surprising considering the dialogue that they were forced to deliver.
Yeah, like, oh, it's such a, we'll get to it.
Well, perfect example. So, okay, she goes out to have a swim. Like we said, cat's walking by it. She can't figure out why the cat doesn't want to join her.
Which, again,
in the
doesn't
pool.
Add up with the fact. I guess she said she used to be afraid of pools. Yeah. So never mind. Because, like, well, if you have like an irrational fear of inanimate objects, why are you going out swimming alone at night?
So she goes out for a swim. The lights start flickering. She's doing a, she's swimming, doing like a breaststroke, and she's, the camera's now from her point of view as she turns her head, and she turns her head to the left and she thinks she sees her husband standing at the pool, and she comes out and she's like, oh, you scared me. And he's not there, mm-hmm. which any normal person would have been like, huh, could have swore I saw somebody standing there. Oh, well, she immediately suspects something, and the rest of the movie is just on high alert because I'm on to you, pool.
Yeah.
Like, what? And then speaking of bad dialogue, she walks in and he's sleeping in his bed and she's standing at the window staring at the pool because, again, she suspects something. And he says to her, you're all wet. She's in her bathing suit. No shit. Like, what the fuck? The real response there would have been him waking up going, the fuck are you doing? Like, that's what a husband would have said. Not, you're all wet. It's like, unless he's trying to hint at something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he wasn't talking about her bathing suit.
My. So after this is when, like you said, the pool kills the cat for some reason, which we don't see.
Oh, is this where the cat gets killed?
It's okay. Where the cat gets killed, which we don't see. The cat is standing on the diving board, hissing at the pool. And the next thing we see is the next morning, the cat's collar is floating in the water.
Yeah, so, and their little son's all concerned about it.
Yeah, we have to find the cat that was introduced two scenes ago.
Like, yeah, no, you have to get your fucking ass to school before I whip you.
And then they're walking around. What was the cat's name? Cider.
Cider. I remember it because I thought it was terrible.
The cat's name is Cider. And the mom in the background goes, here, puss. And Taylor goes, ew.
So Taylor did end up watching it with you?
She was, no. Yes and no. She was laying on the couch next to me when I started it. And she was just scrolling on her phone. And she was kind of half-assed listening. And then about halfway through the movie, she's like, all right, I'm going to go read. And she went to her little reading nook thing that she has and started reading a book. And she closed the pocket door so she couldn't hear the movie.
Oh, what a fucking genius.
So what's happening now is the dad is being healed by the pool. So it
yeah, that's when I wrote, is the pool like, because I'm like trying to piece this together, like what is going on here? other than me writing, who wrote this piece of shit? So yeah, so this is where the pool kills the cat. Then this, after the pool kills the cat, is where we see him remove the bandage and he's healed. And I'm like, oh no, he's slowly turning into a pool. Because I'm trying to find like any goddamn twist that I can think of.
I did write down later. I was like, when did I write it? I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for the fucking dumbass twist. And there wasn't one.
There wasn't one. We never got it.
So badly wanted there to be one. I wanted there to be a god-awful fucking twist. Like, it was the creek all along.
Yeah, like this movie was primed for a terrible twist.
Yeah.
Just, we never got it.
Never got it. We got a dumbass ending, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so funny you said it, because Sam was, after the movie, Sam was like, what a dumb ending. I was like, yeah, the entire fucking movie was dumb. Like, what do you mean?
What a dumb premise. Of course.
Like, did you think they were going to fucking pull it together at the end?
You texted me, this is a dumb premise for a movie. Yeah. We have a haunted pool. Drain it. And that's the thing. Like, I texted you. I was like, when you're writing this script, you have to know that the audience is going to be going to a logical conclusion like that. Right.
Yeah. For something this stupid, you have to find a way to acknowledge all of the very obvious conclusions that mm-hmm. people are going to come to. Like, oh, this pool. I mean, obviously, this pool's already been dormant for how many years since the little girl died. So it sounds like all you have to do is drain this fucker or cement it over like they do at the end.
Yeah. So like I said to you, this is even dumb, but at least it's something. Have a scene where, especially after the party where the kid almost dies, have a scene where they drain the pool. And then like the next morning they get up and it's full again and they can't explain why.
And it would have been very easy because like after he cuts his hand, like the pool like starts backing up like with water. Yeah. Like it could have, like you could have just showed at night, like all of a sudden you get a shot of the drain and you see a little bit of dirty water starting to bubble up. And then they wake up and the pool's filled again.
Yep.
Perfectly filtrated with chlorine.
Yeah. Like I said, even that's dumb, but it at least acknowledges the elephant in the room of just fucking drain it.
Yeah. I would hated you. I still would have hated you, but at least I would have respected you. So yeah, I mean, they really dropped the ball there.
Yeah, well, and
by not acknowledging just the most simple of resolutions that we were going to come to as an audience.
And to go back to the Marco Polo scene where we're just sitting there and you're sitting there in the audience, not terrified. You're screaming, open your eyes. Like,
yeah. Like how fucking stupid do you think we are? I know this is this is PG-13 and it's geared for more of a teenage audience. I suppose it has to be for teenagers and people with fucking mental disabilities. Cause like who the fuck is watching this?
Well, so here, this just right off the top of my head, I just thought of this. You want to fix that scene? Have one of the times that the monster says polo, he splashes water in her eyes. You ever gotten chlorine in your eyes? Then her vision, then you can do your artsy bullshit where her vision's all cloudy, but at least it makes a reason why she's just not opening her goddamn eyes.
That's exactly. Then you could have had like a blurry frame. Like, that would have been so smart. Fucking but no,
just came to me, didn't come to this guy and the, and his passion project partner on them. That just,
yeah, these guys should genuinely be ashamed of themselves. Mm-hmm. So this is like, how the fuck did this get greenlit? Like who's fucking, like what pictures do they have of the Blumhouse production company?
Yeah, because they usually, I mean, I shouldn't say usually, but they're known for,
because they did that Truth or Dare movie. I don't know if you ever saw that.
No, I saw the trailer. It was just like, pass.
Yeah, it's dumb, but at least it has like, it has some action. The movie doesn't take itself nearly this seriously. So, I mean, it's terrible. Don't get me wrong. But it's not a bore fest like this was.
Yeah, they did. They also did that Five Nights at Freddy's.
That actually, you know what? Granted, I watched it with my kids, and my kids seemed to enjoy it, so it maybe made it a little bit more enjoyable. But they also did that Fantasy Island. Oh, so fucking dumb. But it was better than this. But I mean, that was another one I was watching. I was just like, what are we doing here?
So the next thing that happens, I just wrote down, they go back to the doctor and the doctor's, you know, like, well, we've never seen anybody turn around like this. And she's like, well, we're doing the diet, like you said, and are the, you know, water therapy. And he smiles at her and goes, we have a pool.
Yeah.
And all I was waiting for was, and we go for night swims. I was like, you might as well complete it. You might as well complete the dumb trifecta here.
What a dog shit title, too. Because like, it has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Kid almost drowns during the day, too. Like,
yeah, like it has nothing to do with anything.
But they couldn't call it Boo Haunted House. They couldn't call it Haunted Pool, because then that just tells you exactly what it is. Or Ghost Pool.
Ghost Pool.
Or just Pool.
Fucking great.
You know? Who wants to go see a movie called Pool?
Oh, and... like maybe I'm just like a lazy cunt, but like, so after the little boy has the thing, like, so have we talked about the little boy? Yeah. The little boy during the day diving for quarters.
Well,
I'm glad they established that this kid's kind of like a loner, cause they move around a lot. So he's not very good at making friends. Cause if my kid came to me, hey dad, you want to go dive for quarters with me? I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face, you little creep.
Well, so that's where we're actually at right now. We're at that part in the movie. Because I wrote down, he's got his clearly not Spider-Man toy. Don't sue us. Did you see that toy that he was playing with? It was a guy in a red and blue jumpsuit.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was just laughing because they showed it for a split second. It was a guy in a suit missing the mask, and he was red and blue. And I'm like, yeah, this is not Spider-Man. Don't sue us.
I wasn't even thinking about that. That's funny.
Because then I'm like, okay, who sits at the fucking bottom of the pool to play with their toy? But then he comes up and he hears a creepy voice coming out of the drain. So he swims towards it.
Yeah.
As a kid, I'd have been gone. Like, you know, like what 8 to 10 year old kid is swimming towards the voice coming from the drain?
I would have immediately went and found one of my parents.
Yeah, like at least in it, it's a clown, right? The clown's yep. talking to him. This is just a voice from a drain, and he's swimming over there to get a better look.
Well, in an it, his boat goes down there, so he's saying he's trying to retrieve it.
Well, they kind of try to do that same thing here because his not Spider-Man toy is now in the drain.
Yeah, but in it, the kid is only at the drain because he followed the boat to it. If he would have been following his toy, like swimming after it, and it ended up in that drain, then sure. But yes, you're like you were saying, like as soon as he heard like a voice, you know, like, all right, I'm going to go get my mom and dad.
Yeah, he doesn't swim after his toy. He just comes up and hears a voice coming from the drain asking him to help. It's like, yeah, I'll help by getting the fuck out of this pool.
Yeah, you're on your own.
He goes in and he tells his mom about the haunted pool. Of course, she's already on to it. She gives it the old tisk-tisk out the window, like, I'm watching you, Wazowski. She's just fucking, she's on to it the whole time. And then we go to baseball practice.
Is that where we're at, baseball practice?
Yes,
now? Okay.
His dad can't hit the ball, so, you know, just think about your pool. Now you can.
Yeah, I got someone trying on some pants. That's all I could think about this entire
Stand
goddamn
Stand up there,
scene.
Betty Boop.
Yeah, that's all I could think of.
Yeah.
And so this baseball scene's fucking stupid. I guess it's just to show you that, oh, he's getting stronger. He can bust the guts out of a baseball. I don't know. Who gives this shit?
Yeah, this I don't know either. Movie, after this is when her friend comes over to swim with her at night. This is the Marco Polo scene. Where we said is just, it sounds kinds of ridiculous.
Like, it sounds so good in theory. Like, oh, she's playing Marco Polo and the ghost is. But then when you just actually stop and think about, like, especially the way that they set it up, when, like you said, all they had to do was, like, hey, they say Polo, she goes to turn around, she gets water splashed in her eyes. Now she's got chlorine and ghost water in her eyes, muddling up her sight.
But also, where the fuck did homie go?
Also, yeah, I mean, never mind.
He gets out of the pool to fuck with her. We've never established that this ghost can, like,
and fuck with, like, the time.
Yeah,
time,
like,
continuum.
So, because he says to her, she's down in the water forever, and this is where you get the first glimpse of, like, oh, it's water under the water. It's a world under the pool because she can barely see the edge, right? She swims back up and he's like, you were only down there a few seconds. It's like, yeah, where the fuck were you? Like, I don't know.
But like you said, it never establishes that. Because who knows? Maybe she was down there for like 3 seconds, but in her mind it felt like forever. But they never really established that the ghost can, well, in any other scene other than this, that the ghost can kind of fuck with, like, the space-time continuum.
And then then this guy's like, her parents show back up. She's like, I didn't tell him you were here. You got to get out. And he's like, see you Saturday. And she's like, for what? And he's like, the pool party. He says, see you Saturday. The pool party's the next day. It's like, see you Saturday. You mean tomorrow? Like, I didn't catch that at first because he's like, see you Saturday. And then the next scene is a sign in the yard that says Miller's pool party or whatever. And I'm like, wait, so you meant tomorrow?
People put fucking signs in their yard. I mean, I've never been like, I've never hosted a party for more than like two people because I don't like anybody.
Also, I'm about to tell you right now, you want to know the real villain of this movie?
What? Who?
This fucking bitch that brings the watermelon. Okay, first of all.
Elaborate. What do you mean?
She shows up to their party.
Is this the real estate agent?
No, this is the other lady. This other lady that you don't get a name or anything. She walks into this party. She had two things that as a grown adult, if she'd have said these in my house, I'd have slapped her. She shows up to a party carrying a whole watermelon. Not seeded, not cut up, not in a Tupperware. Just a whole fuck you watermelon from the grocery store. And the mom says, you didn't have to bring anything. And she's like, oh, please, you're hosting the whole neighborhood. Then hands the mom the entire melon, like, cut this up, and then walks away.
They got three melons?
And so, and they show the mom later cutting up this fucking watermelon because, and they try to be artsy with that too, like with the way her knives go down, and it's just dumb. But then they're all standing around the counter, and the same bitch that brought a whole watermelon and didn't bother to cut it up, she says, oh, this is an annual event where you like it or not. It's like, all right, I guess I'll host a pool party every year.
Am I calling the cops multiple times throughout the fucking next 10 years? Because if I don't want to do this, we're not doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, she's like, oh, sweetheart, this is an annual event, whether you like it or not. And everybody laughs. They play it off like a welcome to the neighborhood. It's just like, yeah. I just wrote down, this bitch has got a lot of nerve. She's the real villain of this.
They're lucky that these people are like, cause this takes place in like Minnesota, doesn't it?
I believe so. Yes.
They're talking about like the Twin Cities, yep, and whatnot. Like they're lucky this is Midwest nice, because she says that to the wrong motherfucker. Be like, ha, now you guys end up in the paper.
Well, and this is where I wrote down too. Like, this is the part of the movie that has these constant, there's three of them in a row, where it's like these sound drops out, it gets really muddy, and you get this high pitched, and it's just like, what is this supposed to mean?
Because I didn't even notice this, honestly. At least I can't recall it. I'm not gonna lie though, like I forgot most of this movie already. I just watched it 12 hours ago.
Well, it does it with the dad in the water first. And so you kind of think like, okay, because they're slowly letting on that this pool can possess him. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what's happening. But then it goes in and the mom is cutting up this watermelon that her cunt of a neighbor gave her. And she's looking out the window and she has the same thing. It's just like, what? Anybody that stares at the water gets a migraine? Like, what in the fuck are we doing?
It never tells you.
No. And we've said before, we don't need movies to spell things out, but this movie gives you nothing. Nothing. Well, yeah,
because it's a premise that's on its own basis incredibly dumb. So you're waiting for them to try to tie this together somehow. Like, that was honestly what I was waiting for the entire time. I was like, okay, like, this is stupid. I cannot wait to see how they like put a bow on this, how they try to string this story together.
Yeah,
and they figured that out by just not doing it at all.
I was going to say, your answer to that is they don't.
Yeah. Fucking God, I hated this. I hate it. Like, this is honestly, like, after that Marco Polo scene, I paused it. And I realized, like, I'm only halfway done. Are you goddamn kidding me?
And this should be noted that this movie's only an hour and 38 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I even texted you that last night. Like, famous last words. Oh, at least this is only 98 minutes. It was the longest 98 minutes of my life.
So now we're at the pool party and the dad wants to play chicken. So he has this kid on his shoulders and the pool possesses him. And so he just slowly goes down into the water and the kid's thrashing and saying like, let me go. And nobody else in the pool is doing anything about it. There's
so-
kid in the middle of the pool splashing and screaming like he's drowning, and the only person that notices is the son from the upstairs bedroom.
Are people having this much of a good goddamn time that they don't notice that this little brown kid is drowning in the middle of the fucking pool?
Yeah, it's just like, where are, what the fuck?
Like, I just honestly, I was like, oh man, this would be kind of sick. Like, be kind of wild if he just fucking kills this kid.
Yep.
No, and we'll spoil it now. There's not a single, like, there's two deaths in this entire movie. The one at the beginning. What?
Three if you count the cat.
Yeah. Like, there's no body count in this movie. Like, it's a fucking snooze. I was, like, honestly, I was drowning, pun intended. I was drowning on my own saliva from fucking sleeping and snoring during this goddamn thing.
It's rated PG-13 for terror.
Where the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Where was anything?
I don't even think as a kid I would have found this movie scary.
No. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, the fact that this can even get made,
yeah,
is just an anomaly. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
And not just made. Somebody gave these people $35 million to make this.
Oh, is that the – I couldn't find the budget. Was that the budget?
I think it was $35 million I thought I saw.
Oh, my God. And this fucking made money then. So people profited on this piece of shit. Ugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. $15 million. Wasn't even that. Yeah. It had a $15 million budget.
It made 50 worldwide.
Jesus.
So it made, even so you do 15 million for promotion. So 30 million, it made 20 million doll hairs. Is there that much fucking babysitting money going around?
So here we go.
Who the fuck went to this?
So make way for Night Swim 2, Night at the Creek. where the guy from Friday Part 5 is going to go wash up. Yeah. Yeah, this movie made money. Fuck. And then, so they call the cops because this kid almost drowns. Again, there's only two people that actually die in this movie. And they must have had a fucking rave in that backyard. Like, what was with the trashed-ass yard all of a sudden? Did you notice that?
I
must be a big grass guy, because whenever, goddamn it, there's an outdoor scene of I'm checking out their yard. And this one was fucking trash. There was like cups and shit laying all over the place.
You're having a rager.
I'm blaming that other neighbor. God, she pissed me off. Show up to a party with a whole melon.
Well,
like, cut that up, you bitch.
We also got another classic trope in every movie ever. Like, nobody could fucking lie. She's talking to that real estate agent. She's trying so hard to hide the fact that she knew something about someone dying in that pool. Mm-hmm. Nobody can ever fucking lie in a movie. Like, convincingly. They always make it so blatantly obvious that the person talking to them has to.
Well, and then the mom goes and does research, and I was so badly wanting her to type into Google haunted pools. Please just Google haunted pools for me, would you? Please.
Man, they really got to start updating Google searches in this movie to just Reddit. Because, like, every time you Google anything, it's just Reddit people on Reddit shit posting. Haunted pools. What are you, a fucking?
I don't remember. I don't know what happens after this, because my just note is, what the shit is even happening?
Well, this was so we did. We kind of glossed over the fact that he gets. So my note for this was, well, this didn't go the route I expected, because he gets possessed by the fucking pool.
Mm-hmm.
The pool. Possesses the human being. Oh my God. I literally have four more notes after this.
Well, I don't have much left. Because I've already said one of my notes where I wrote down, I thought the people in Deep Blue Sea had lung capacities. That's another note which I've already talked about. But the other thing is the sun. Why does the sun go out at night and fall into the pool, and then the ghost starts bringing the mesh cover over top of him, and everybody's freaking out? It's like, poke your head out of the water.
Yeah, the mom and that, they're trying to stop the cover at first. And I was like, are you going to look and make sure the kid's okay? Like, why doesn't somebody just hop in and try to grab his ass?
Yeah, they're trying to stop the cover from covering the pool, and they show it. The cover's mesh.
Yeah, why did that little shithead even go out there?
I don't remember. I don't remember why he went out there. But this is where the dad is showering. Or no, she goes to...
She goes and speaks to the Asian lady, yes, whose daughter died in the beginning. And I'm like, all right, we're going to get some answers.
Yeah, this is where we're going to get some answers.
Get some fucking answers. The nope. pool was dead the whole time.
Yeah, it was the old man who ran the amusement park.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Like, all right, I'm finally going to – this is the only reason I've stuck around for 75 minutes. I got to know what the fuck is up with this pool.
But you don't.
No, it's just like it's a wishing well that just hopes that people with severe diseases move into the house.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
And apparently chooses someone for a sacrifice in order to heal someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
okay, you got the cat.
Yeah, you, so
you should be stuffed.
So apparently it chooses the dad to heal, but then needs to take a life in. So it's happy, I guess. The pool needs. I don't know.
Yeah, you never get the motivation behind, like, what is going on here? Why this even exists? Yeah. Why this is a thing?
Yeah, you're a reindeer. Here's your motivation.
Like, you get nothing. It just is.
It just, yeah, this is PosiTrack rear end on a Plymouth. It just does. That's exactly what they wrote down in the fucking script notes. But then, yeah, the dad starts chasing her throughout. They try to rely a lot on jump scares in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, none of them work. None of them land. And the dad is now whooping his daughter's ass. He's pulling her hair out. He's chasing her all around, right?
It turns into The Shining.
Well, he's got her in the garage, and he's trying to play Marco Polo, and she's just hiding behind the boxes. And he sticks his head over the thing, and he goes, "You're supposed to say Polo." And then it flashes back to the kid.
And then he just fucking leaves.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. And then he just fucks off. And he says something about, like, "I'm going to leave you here," or something like that. It's like, show a scene of the mom diving into the pool, and if he's connected to the pool, then he like snaps his head towards the pool.
Yeah, like she is about to fuck the whole thing yes, up.
But you don't get that. You get him doing a jump scare on his daughter, who he's trying to kill, and then the next scene is him walking out of the garage, and she's just still crouched behind the boxes.
It's, oh my fucking Christ, this movie is so goddamn stupid.
And then after that, she comes outside with a baseball bat. She Abrahams his ass and beats the holy hell out of him. And then he has another vision, and they tell him to come back. He does.
Yep. He pukes out the ghost.
And then they tell him.
She didn't even call it a ghost. I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't know either. And then she says, "Come on, Dad." I'm like, "All right, you just took out his knee with a baseball bat, but sure, I'll run over there."
The guy's got MS.
Yeah. And then they're walking back towards the house, and the pool is starting to fill with black water, and the dad now suddenly realizes that it needs a sacrifice.
Yeah, because they're trying to get the son to the hospital, but they can't, because earlier in the movie when they're trying to drive the dad to the hospital, if he gets far away from the pool, it weakens him.
Yeah.
And so now that the son was in there for so long, I'm guessing that it... again, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because it didn't weaken the dad at baseball practice.
No, he Barry Bonds that fucking ball.
He was able to pop a couple dingers with no problems. He was far away from the pool. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
None of it makes any sense.
The dad just wades into the water, turns around, gives him a smile, and dives in, and the black water sucks him down, like just kind of envelops him, and then it's over.
Yep.
And then next...
we get the one shot. Yeah, we get the shot of the mom having a bulldozer.
Yeah.
Dump cement in the pool.
And they say they can't move because that's not what dad would want.
Well, he's dead. So he gives a shit what he wants.
So, yeah, they decide the one thing that they could have done this whole time is drain the fucking thing and fill it in.
Why wouldn't he want you to move? Why would your dad? Why do you think your dad would want you to stay in this house that ended up killing him and taking him away from you? Like, why would he want you guys to stay in there? Stay there.
I have no idea.
This movie was so goddamn lame.
It was. And like you said, the worst part about it is how serious it took itself.
Yeah, we're supposed to be sad by this ending.
Oh, it was like, they really truly shot this like they were shooting a Martin Scorsese picture, and this was going to be at next year's Oscars, and it is garbage.
Yeah,
garbage.
It did remind me a lot of James Wan, if James Wan sucked. And yeah, that honestly, I think that's kind of what they were going for here. They definitely seem like they're inspired by James Wan, had his color temperature that he likes to use in his movies. And they missed. I wish they would have missed worse, so it would have been fun to watch. But they missed the mark by a fucking mile,
yeah.
And it just turned into this absolute slog to get through.
Yeah, it's 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, speaking of which, I was trying to find... I wanted to go in and find some 10 out of 10 reviews. I want to see... what the fuck people are saying.
I couldn't find any, honestly. What I found was most people just hated it, and they're just like, it's got every trope in the book, and it's boring. Like, I went through and read a bunch of reviews, and they're all pretty much spot on.
Here we go, 10 out of 10.
Oh, no.
I thoroughly enjoyed going to the theater for this movie. It's an original premise. Yeah, because nobody's fucking dumb enough to think this would actually be good. I've never heard of a scary movie about a pool before. No shit. This movie evokes all the childhood fearful things of swimming in a pool at night. I mean, I guess maybe I never did a lot of swimming at night. What's the noise in the drain? How does the deep end seem endless? When you reach the edge, you're safe. Marco Polo, I would recommend. It's refreshing to see a movie that has scares but isn't gory. Thoughtful character development.
This has to be the same person that just left this review on Google, too.
Good acting. Good jump scares. My sister lost all of her popcorn during one. This has got to be AI. This is no way.
Yeah, no, because I got one on Google here that says, an exciting take on a horror genre. The jump scares really got me. I even screamed in the theater at one particularly startling one. Debatably more surprising than the film's scarability is its sense of compelling story. This is fucking AI.
Yeah, this is somebody trying to fucking...
Yeah. I never expected to tear up in a horror movie, but this film has beauty, poetry, and truth. This is 100% written by fucking ChatGPT.
All right, don't miss it. 10 out of 10 right here. Oh, I can understand why there are a lot of negative reviews, except the monster makeup. Everything in the movie is great. The music, the cast, the script, the camera, the story. Specifically, the story is a new one. Jesus fucking Christ. I find the movie similar to The Conjuring. James Wan, makes sense why they would kind of get that because of the way it looks in this shot. The Conjuring. People saying this movie is not worth making or watching, I'm not sure if they have produced something in their life before. If the cast was full of important names of Hollywood, plus with great special effects, it would definitely be a hit for sure. Don't miss this horror flick. It is not a masterpiece, but you gave it a 10 out of 10. But it will be a cult movie in the next 10 years, in my opinion. You're fucking dead wrong.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know if it was AI, but that was just some stupid person.
Yeah. Yeah, because the ones that you feel like are written like by an actual person, like as you read them, yeah, they're all like, this sucks.
Yeah. a lot of threes.
Yeah.
A lot of three out of 10.
A lot of twos. Its audience rating is a 2.4. It sucks, people. That's what we're trying to say. Like, we're padding our runtime to tell you that this movie sucks. And
yeah, this is another. It's kind of what we ran into even with Jeepers Creepers Reborn. Like, it's hard to. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, it's so boring that it's hard to really discuss. Like, there's just,
yeah.
It's hard to really, like, I mean, you can nitpick this for days, but as far as just like broad opinion, broad scope, like it's absolutely boring. And mm-hmm. So it makes it, it misfires every step of the way.
Yes. And it's just, like you said, it's, You watch an hour and a half of it, you forget most of it when it's over, and what you do remember, you're like, huh? You don't know why anything happened, and you don't know, you don't get any information in this.
Yeah, no, they butt fucked the dolphin on this one.
Yeah, this one was terrible. But all right.
I've got nothing more to say about this.
Other than
I wish we would have had Cole do this one instead of Tombstone. It'd be fucking hilarious. Like, hey, I know you want to do an actual good movie, but here's this heap of shit.
Yeah, go watch this instead. Oh, shit. But yeah, that's Night Swim. Don't fucking watch it. We're never going to watch it again. We got to pick something better for next week. We got to lift our spirits up here.
Yeah, we got to find something that's going to give us some laughs.
We got to do something that's going to bring us back up, because this, who we tumbled down a mountain on this one.
Other than that Marco Polo scene, like that's like the one where it's like, okay, the joke is literally dangly ones, yeah, right in front of us.
Yeah, it is.
Like, but otherwise, nothing really happens in the movie.
Uh-uh.
That's the other problem. Yeah, it all takes place in this house, in this pool, but nothing really happens.
Mm-mm.
It's fucking boring.
Escapage.
There's two deaths in the entire thing. Which, whatever, you don't need deaths. The Shining didn't have very many deaths. But, I mean, that was a movie made with some skill and some craft and had an actually compelling story.
Speaking of The Shining, I just looked to my right and noticed that my wife bought the book for Dr. Sleep.
Oh, nice. Did you ever see that movie?
No, because I want to. I own it. And I want to watch it. But Taylor wants to watch it.
And she hasn't seen The Shining?
She's never seen The Shining.
Well, tell her don't read that book.
Well, so I keep telling her, like, there's so many times where I brought up, like, hey, we should watch The Shining. Nah. It's like, okay. I mean, that's a pretty strong argument. I don't know how to go against that. boy, you bested me there.
Yeah, ask her why not. It's fantastic.
Well, I know. I just think that she doesn't. Oh, The Shining. The first time I ever watched The Shining, that fucked with me.
Yeah, that movie's amazing.
And I watched it by myself, and I literally had to pause it because I felt like I was going crazy. Like, yeah, that movie fucked with me, man. But anyway,
yeah.
We'll do a better movie next week. Don't watch Night Swim. And
exactly. Like we said, there's nothing redeemable here. This is not so bad it's good. This is it's completely boring and forgettable. And you don't ever want to watch a movie and be mad while watching it. Like, that's when you know you done fucked up.
And you were furious.
I was, man. I was genuine. Like, even Sam, like, noticed after the movie. There's no Sam review, by the way. She even noticed, like, she's like, you're crabby. I was like, I know. Like, it sucks, man. I hate that this movie had that effect on me. But I really was.
If
like,
gas
I was
wasn't like, $3.25 a gallon, you'd have drove all the way down here to Blue Lagoon my ass for making me watch this.
I hated every second of this movie. Like, just stand there dumbfounded the entire time. Like, I couldn't believe, like, how. Just, like, yeah, that was just like my, like, how? How?
Yeah.
How did this get made?
Well, and like you said, it's not a script written by 9 people. It was a passion project by the director and his partner.
Yeah. I'm assuming this had to be a passion. Because why the fuck else would you direct this write it?
It clearly
like,
why is.
They just hand this to like fucking Brett Ratner or some piece of shit hack director.
Well, clearly is because they did a short film of it in 2014. So, I mean, they spent 10 years with this fucking script in their hands to refine it. And this is what we got.
Oh man, this just gets sadder.
You
sadder.
Yeah. Did not care for The Godfather, but all right, man.
This gets sadder and sadder. Yeah, let's fucking go.
Let's get out of here. We got nothing more to say, and we will catch you guys next week with a better movie, we promise.
Maybe.